Hi, and welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Chukas. This is Rabbi Shlomo Lando. You know, even as a child, it always struck me odd that the symbol, the icon for Blue Cross and Blue Shield is actually a shield, and in that shield is a serpent wrapped around a staff, which actually happens to be the symbol for the medical profession. Many people don't know this. It's in this week's Parsha. It's the story where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Nechashim HaSerafim. He sends snakes to bite the Jewish people to punish them for their ingratitude. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, if they want to be healed, they have to look up at the staff, and they have to look at the snake, this copper snake that was on top of the staff, and if they do that, they'll be healed. And from there goes the concept of healing of this international, universal symbol of medicine, which is the staff, the rod, with the snake on it. And it always toggles to me the conversation that I had with somebody many years ago. The fellow came down to have a little bit of a spiritual discussion, and he shared with me, you know, his religious observances and his beliefs, and he says, you know, this I do, and this I don't do, and this I observe, and this I don't. So I said, like, how do you decide what you do and you don't? And he says, very easy. The things that jive with me, that make sense to me, those are the parts of Yiddishkeit that I keep. The parts that I don't really understand, the parts that I'm not, you know, so comfortable with, maybe politically they don't fit in so well, those parts I don't do. So I said, you know, I'm sorry to be a little in your face, but I just want you to understand, you don't believe in Hashem, you believe in yourself. And just whatever makes sense to you, you do. And you kind of do it as you feel fit. You don't believe in Hashem. And he took offense to that. He goes, what do you mean? I do believe in Hashem. And I said, yeah, but you know, if Hashem tells you to do something, you don't necessarily listen. It's only because you decided that it's right. And the truth is that this concept or this idea also manifests itself in the beginning of the parsha. In the beginning of the parsha begins Zayis Chukas HaTorah, and we have the concept of the Parah Aduma, a concept that doesn't really make sense, or it's difficult for us to understand, I should say, because it's Mitayer, the Temeim. If somebody's impure, it makes them pure, but it's Mitayer, it's HaTahirim, it makes those that are impure. So that doesn't really make so much sense, yet the Torah says Zayis Chukas HaTorah. The Torah doesn't write Zayis Chukas HaParah, that this is the laws of the statutes of the Parah Aduma. The Torah writes, Zayis Chukas HaTorah. This is the statute of the Torah, which means to say if a person buys in, observes, keeps with 100% sincerity, even the mitzvahs they don't understand, that indicates that they keep the whole Torah. But if a person doesn't, it's similar to a person thinking, oh, I'm looking at a copper snake on top of a staff and that's going to heal me. Of course it's not. It's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's behind the copper snake. As the Mishnah says, V'chinacha shmeimi somechaya. Does the snake, does the serpent kill? Does it bring life? Does it take away life? Not at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that does it. It's what's behind the serpent. The same thing is with all our mitzvahs. Really, in essence, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's behind them. Some of them we understand, some of them we don't understand. But regardless of what, if we understand it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave it to us, and that's why we observe, that's why we keep Zayis Chukas HaTorah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckons that we keep the entire Torah. So let's be mechazik and understand. We don't just do mitzvahs because they make sense, although we should try to understand them. We do mitzvahs because the Barei Olam, the master of the universe, the one that wrote the owner's manual, says this is what you need to do for what's best for you. We do that in Mitzvah Shem. The Rabban Shalom will say, you keep me, I'll Mitzvah Shem keep you as well. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos.